Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Mission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a factory noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any membership, or any service, I should say, or repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. Yes, you heard that right. $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're thrilled to have still a sponsor for the last 2.5 years is Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Of course, you don't get more Italian than Bricconi's. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bricconi's.com. Sullivan's Steakhouse is offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And so thrilled to have NapervilleAlarm.com as another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $10 or $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And finally, shout out to First Comes Fitness. Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Oh, boy, I hope not. Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Yeah, sometimes I do. I will admit that. It may seem impossible to you, but it's not. If you want something, let's work for it together. Meet Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness. She's available to help you. She's not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn Shook can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes, and if you're looking to get stronger, I know I am, Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. This sounds like you, then she is the right person for you. Check out First Comes Fitness on the web or on Facebook. Message her to schedule a free consultation. Oh, yeah, we're all about the free stuff on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, and this is your host, Dolly McCarthy. Welcome to the good show on internet radio and terrestrial radio, WCKG 1530 AM on your radio dial. I want to do a shout-out to everybody at Toueyville Internet Radio. Have been listening to the show for over 3 years. Well, actually, no, I take that back, almost 5 years. Rivet Radio, who's been with us since the beginning, and 1010 News Talk, carrying the show this year. Thanks to all my listeners there. I really appreciate all the messages you send me and spreading the good word. If you want to, follow us on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram. Twitter, it's Good Dolly Show. Instagram, Facebook, The Dolly McCarthy Show. What's the good word, everybody? You know, I like to spread the good word on this show and talk about good things. This is something that not so good that happened to me this afternoon, but it's a reminder to be good to each other. You know, coming into downtown Naperville, it is a nightmare with parking. It's always been a problem, and you have to circle around at least at a minimum 12 to 15 minutes. Okay, I know that. I'm used to that. I give in to that, and that's the thing. But today, I got lucky. I was circling around for maybe 5 minutes. It's still quite a long time for some people. And there was a gal walking, and she got in her car. Bingo, I'm thinking I'm getting a spot, and it happened to be right next to Le Chocolat, where I work as the director of sales and marketing. The girl gets in the car, and I'm, like, so excited. I got a spot, and there's cars behind me waiting patiently, and she's still in her car, and I'm just waiting patiently, and there's still more cars backed up. There's about 15 cars now backed up. She's been in her car. So there's a guy on a skateboard next to her, and I wave him down because I can't get the girl's attention. She's in her car, and I don't know what's going on. And he looks at me, and he says, "She's on her phone." So I said, "Would you ask her? Would you just knock on her window and ask her if she's leaving?" And he knocks on the window, and she says, "She's not leaving. She's on the phone." And then she opens the door, and she's like, "I'm not leaving. I'm staying on the phone." And I thought, oh, my goodness, why can't you drive and talk at the same time? Or why aren't you realizing this is our primo parking property and there are people waiting for these parking spots in downtown Naperville? I'm saying there should be an ordinance, folks. No talking on your phone while parked in downtown Naperville. You got to keep moving. You got to keep it moving. And as someone who works for a small business in downtown Naperville, you are costing small business owners and businesses in general, I should say, money because you're sitting in your car talking on your phone. Is it really that necessary to hold up all those people? By the time I left, there was like at least 20 cars backed up behind me. No one was happy. And maybe they were all mad at me because I waited too long. I don't know. I thought, oh, my goodness. So here's something. Good to each other. And realize that people just need a break sometimes. We got to get to work. We got to park. We're going walking, getting medicine. We're going to downtown Naperville. We finally have a day off. Just know that when you get in your car, just keep moving on, especially in downtown Naperville. Okay, I've said my piece. Enough of that. This is a good show. I'm just reminding you, be good to each other. That's what we talk about on the show, being good to each other. All right, welcome to the program. I heard that we had a great, great turnout. Over 550 people showed up for the pancreatic cancer walk brought on by the Lust Garden Foundation and my good friend Ann Zediker, the Naperville lead on this. Great turnout last Sunday. So thanks to all my listeners that showed up. That's it, showing up. That's what it means in life, or that's what it's all about in life, I should say, showing up for each other, supporting each other. So thank you all for showing up. You're all the best. I really appreciate it. And so do those folks over at the Lust Garden Foundation and all those families affected by losing a loved one to pancreatic cancer. It's a horrific disease, and we've got to find a cure very, very soon. And we talked about Kindness Rocks Naperville. maybe I should have gotten out of the car and handed that lady today a rock. Be kind to me. Keep moving so I can get your spot. How about that one, huh? Okay, I've said my piece. No more about that, all right? We got a good show in store for you today. We're going to be talking in just a moment. I'm going to introduce him now to Fred Moss. He's a Chicagoland oil painter who studied at the Florence Academy of Art in Italy. Well, my goodness, we've got talent on the show today, that's for sure. He has exhibited in galleries, shows, the Horses of Honor Public Art Exhibit, and he's currently in the Canine Public Art Exhibit in Chicago. Please welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, Fred Moss. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Well, welcome to the show. We finally connect. Fred reached
yeah,
out to me
thanks
way,
for having
way
me
back.
Up.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you finally got on. We talked in April, I think, or we were emailing each other in April and in May, and now here we are, almost the end of summer, and Fred is finally on the show. Well, welcome, Fred. I'm just being silly. It's been one of those days. I'm so glad to have you on the show. You were commissioned for the Public Art Canine Exhibit. Tell us about your exhibit and a little bit about the canine exhibit in general. This is a fundraiser, right?
Yes.
Like similar to the Cows on Parade in Chicago?
Yeah, it's similar to the Cows on Parade and the Horses of Honor exhibit, where there's individual sculptures. And each what we have for this one is we have German Shepherd canine statues. Each one is 54 inches tall, and they're individually painted by Chicago artists. The Chicago Police Memorial Foundation partnered with PAW Chicago for this public art campaign featuring the Chicago canine officers. Funds raised go towards the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and PAW Chicago. And the canines are now an exhibit. They're in Chicago, and mostly they're on the Magnificent Mile through Labor Day. So they just started putting them out this week.
Awesome. So this is the week. And I've heard if you're a German Shepherd lover, you're going to love this because all the statues are German Shepherd. Is that right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they're all German Shepherd statues.
I can see these all. They're 54 inches tall, so not too big. You can put them after the exhibit is done, right? You have a chance to bid on these. Is that right? Is that
you
how it
can,
works?
Yes, they're going up for auction.
Bring them home?
Yep, you can bring them home. Mine has already been sold. What I did for mine
oh, really?
Is I traded to Chicago. Yeah. I want to, yeah.
What
I
did you do
think,
for your?
Well, for mine, I did a Chicago Blackhawks themed canine. It has the Chicago Blackhawks logo on the back, and the Blackhawks reviewed the concept sketch, and they sent me their color logo information. I painted the canine sculpture, mm-hmm. and then we transported it to the United Center where the Chicago Blackhawks signed it. So I've got the signatures of the team on there. I've got Hartman, Jerko, Kane, Darling, Seabrook. I've got the whole team on there. And I want to thank the team for signing
it. You have glass?
It. And, oh, it was great.
Okay,
it was great.
Just making sure you've got everybody. They all
yeah.
signed it. Wow.
And actually, a couple
what,
of signatures
guys,
were
great
hard
guys
to read,
they
but,
are.
Yeah, we got the whole team. Yeah. And I want to thank
my sponsor. And you
have a sponsor,
too. We got to do a shout-out to your sponsor, right?
Yes. The Gordon Flesh Company.
Go ahead, Fred.
They sponsored this project, and they helped me transport it back and forth from the United, get it over there and get the signatures on it, and then bring it back, and I could put the sealant on it, the resin coating, so it's protected from weather and elements. And right now, my canine,
nice.
It's on display. It's at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel on Michigan Avenue. That's about one block north of the Art Institute across from Millennium Park. So it's been a great project to work on, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Fantastic. And you've done this before, haven't you, Fred? Weren't you
yes,
a part
I've
of the
done...
Horses of Honor?
Yes, I did the Horses of Honor also. That was about 2 years ago, and it's similar to this where instead of canines, they had Chicago mounted officers. Well, they had horses, and they were the Chicago mm-hmm. patrol horses, and they had the saddles on them. And they were actually life-size sculptures. So this was actually a large piece to work on. It was taller than I am. And it was too large to bring in the house. I had it in my garage and painted it in the garage. And when I had it delivered, too, it just was it was quite the event in the neighborhood. Everybody stopped and came over and saw it, and traffic was stopped on the streets. Everybody took a look. And I worked on it in my garage for about a month and a half. And I did a Chicago themed
yeah.
one.
Huh.
It was it had the Chicago city skyline on it and the Chicago flag. And
yeah, I liked
it.
I remember seeing that one. I used
okay,
to work downtown
great.
2 years ago, 2 summers ago, and I remember seeing them. And I was thinking to myself, my goodness, how are they going to How are these going to sell? Where do people? You got to have a lot of property to buy one of these. Is that why they end up going with the little German shepherds this year? Because maybe the horses were a little bit of a challenge to auction off.
I think
off?
Yeah. Is
that one of the
transporting them too? It's a lot easier because it's a lot easier to transport something that they actually had trailers, sort of like what you would have for horses to transport those horse sculptures. So it's also a lot harder to transport and put a horse sculpture that's actually life size anywhere. So this one is a little smaller, and it's the Chicago Canine Officers. They're the German Shepherds. They've got the protective vest on it. It has the word police on the side, and it has the PAWS logo on the front. It also has the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation logo on the side. And those are elements that are also painted into the sculpture.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Why is it so important that we have this public art campaign featuring, well, this year, the Chicago Canine Officers, and their – no, it's not the officers. That's who they're honoring, but they're featuring their German Shepherds, right? Why is it so important for folks to, you know about this foundation and participate and donate and really support this cause?
Well, the foundation is for the families of fallen Chicago police officers. So it's supporting, and the funds raised go to the families. So there's been about 500 or somewhere around 500 Chicago police officers that have passed away in the line of service. And all the funds raised go to their families. And,
Is this because
when we had the last auction, you know, they had some of the families there, and it was very heart-touching what some of them said about it.
Oh, yeah? Well, can you share some of that with us?
Well, we had this one. There was a daughter that spoke about her father who passed away in service, and, you know, it was several years since that, and she was there, and she thanked everybody, and, you know, she didn't know her father or didn't grow up knowing her father that well, but she was happy that, you know, they had these our public art pieces for them. So I was glad to do it. And,
to,
you know, as you're focusing on...
And remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually the horse now, that horse sculpture was auctioned off to somebody at the auction. And then the daughter of the fallen police officer contacted her about it, and she gave it to the daughter.
Oh,
the horse sculpture.
That is
yeah.
really special. How very nice. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, we're talking to Fred Moss. He is a Chicagoland oil painter, extremely, extremely talented. Did you know he studied in Italy? Italy?
And that was a great experience. It was fantastic.
How were you, a young lad, or how did you get to Italy? Is this a recent painting? You've been painting all your life, Red?
Well, since high school I've been painting. In high school, and I went to art school. And one summer I spent a summer session at the Florence Academy of Art. And it was during July, and we
How did you get that opportunity? And by the way, how did you get that opportunity? And by the way, what high school did you go to? Because you grew up in Chicago, right?
I went to Immaculate Conception in Elmhurst.
Nice. And how
Thanks.
Did that opportunity come about? Did your teachers just, were they nuns? Did they see your, recognize your talent and set
well,
that up?
Well, as far as with the art school. I was after I was in art school and I had looked around and I saw some of the work that was coming out of the Florence Academy of Art, and everybody was just doing, you know, really good work. You just saw all the basic work from classes. So I took a class, and they even have art history classes where they go to the museums and they have special lectures by some of the art historians there, and they talk about these pieces. Because in Florence you have such a great collection of art. We went to the Uffizi and then also the gallery where they had Michelangelo's David for a class. And they also took us out for boat rides on the Arno and right by the Ponte Vecchio. And I got some really good pictures and later did some paintings of the Ponte Vecchio. But it was a fantastic experience. They are very serious in their drawing and just really, you know, it's 500 years of traditional drawing in this style. So they're kind of drawing on from what the great Renaissance artists were doing and kind of just following that study and how they studied and just really stressing that with us to draw and paint like they did. And just, you know, keep improving yourself and keep studying this object. And then on the weekends, mm-hmm. I would go to some of the different towns. I went to Lake Como. I went to the Cinque Terre, which I loved, Venice.
Oh, my
and
goodness,
I got a
Fred,
lot of...
do you know? You know that Cinque Terre? I've never heard of it. And I've been to Italy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I just found out about the five cities, and I'm just dying to go there. I'm dying to backpack again around Italy just to see the Cinque Terre. Oh, my goodness.
It's fantastic. So they have all these colorful buildings.
Did you paint?
Yeah. I have a couple of paintings of the Cinque Terre, and I've got Gicle of the Cinque Terre. I hiked the trails there, and I got a picture where you're looking down at the town of Vernazza, and it's this very scenic view where you can see the town and the harbor, and there's the boats, and it blends back into the hills. And I just saw that, and I was just amazed by the sight, and took a lot of pictures of it, and then I did some sketches later on, and then I did a painting of it. And then I've got some other paintings of the Cinque Terre. Because they have these colorful buildings that are just so interesting. They have a director of good taste that says, you know, this building will be that color, and then that building will be that color. And so they're all kind of color balanced to each other in relationship. So they're very, these colorful houses on these cliffs by the Mediterranean, which is just beautiful. And it's great painting subject matter. I love my time there. And I did some paintings of it. I've got some chiclets of it. And it was a great time. And I also went to some of the other towns. Painted Venice and Florence.
Well, what a great opportunity for you.
What
a great opportunity for you at such a young age. And then you come back to Chicago, and we get the pleasure of all of your talent here. If you want to check out Fred Moss's artwork, you could go to fredmoss.com. How easy is that?
Mm-hmm.
Check out and sign up for his email. You have a newsletter, too? Really?
Yes. Yeah, I've got a newsletter.
You're continuously painting things. You know, I did see
your
Cubs victory painting in City Hall, by the way. Love it.
Oh, really?
How did that come
about?
How did you get that opportunity?
Well, actually, I've got another painting in City Hall, too. I've got one of the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry building. And what happened is, you know, it's that ward, the Fifth Ward. And when they saw it, they found it, they were interested in having a piece of it. So they bought a print of it. And they've got it hanging now in City Hall. And I put it in one of my newsletters. It was a couple of months ago. But I have a newsletter I put out each month. It's got information about my paintings, exhibits, shows. Sometimes I have, you know, some of the paintings that I'm working on. Right now I'm working on a series of national park paintings. Sometimes I go out and do plein air paintings on location and studies on location at certain sites and do paintings there.
Are you folks getting this? He's available for commission artwork. Are you getting
this?
Yes,
I am.
Yes, he's available. One of Chicago's very own, Fred Moss. Fred, it's been so great talking to you. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see your canine, and I'm sad it's already sold. Do you know who bought it? The Blackhawks canine that's got – autographs of Kane and Glass and Darling and Hartman. Who bought it, you know?
Yes, it was the sponsor, the Gordon Flesh Company. They bought it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, of course. Well, hats off to Gordon Flesh Company
for
transporting your canine and donating money to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, our finest, that's for sure. They're partnering with PAWS this year, PAWS Chicago, for the 2017 public art campaign featuring Chicago canine officers and, well, actually not the officers, the dogs, the German shepherds, if you will. All the funds raised will support both the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation and PAWS Chicago. Hey, can't get any better than that. Is there going to be a party after, and how long is this exhibit for, Fred? And I always want to find out when the party is, too.
Well, the party for me started when I got it completed the night after. The exhibit goes through Labor Day, so they're going to be downtown. Most of them are on Michigan Avenue, and they're there now. Mine's in the hotel, the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel. It's about one block north of the Art Institute, and there's a lot of others on Michigan Avenue, and then one or two throughout a few other areas in the city.
Sweet. Very sweet. And then there, you forgot to mention the party. Are we not invited? Isn't there some kind of
you're all invited.
End of the...
We already had a kind of opening party for it, so... You're all invited to. We'll have another ending party in my studio, and we can all have some wine and relax.
Oh, okay, you're
going to
throw the party in your
I
studio.
Guess I am.
All right. Fred, it was so nice talking to you guys. Check him out, one of Chicago's finest artists, oil painters. He studied the Florence Academy of Art in Italy. Hey, can't get any better than that. Check out fredmoss.com. Fred, always good to talk to you. Good luck with everything. Stay in touch, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. So long, and keep up the good work. Thanks for all you did for the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, a very worthy cause for sure. And to the Gordon Flesh Company. All right, and I got to thank all my sponsors who keep this show going so we can promote non-for-profits, people doing amazing things in our community with very little recognition, and they do it quietly. Those are the best things. I think there's a Mother Teresa quote, and I can't quote her. I'll look it up for next week. All right. And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please, be good to me. Check out the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow me or like me there. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram now. My girls are running my Instagram page. I don't know why I'm getting this twang in my voice. But listen, I want to tell you, I really appreciate everybody and everybody coming out for that pancreatic cancer research walk. You all rock. Thank you so much for supporting that walk. And next month, we have another charity organization that we're going to be supporting. It's the Brightside Theater. It's a non-for-profit theater group, and they've got lots of young kids in that. We've got to support their talents and their dreams, and that's a non-for-profit that we're going to be checking out next month. I'll be emceeing their charity event next month. All right. Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of The Good Show. We'll see you next week. So long, everybody. Be good.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello.
Dolly.